holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Listen, don't fear bad news at all. Let it all come on.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. I know you guys wonder, why is he always so happy? Well, I got to be happy because you need me to be happy. I got to pull you up just in case you're having a bad day. You listen to me and you're going, what is wrong with that guy? And that just lifts your spirits and you just start laughing at me. Don't that pull you up? Glory, glory, glory. Come on up, come on up. Listen, today is a splendid day. It's a wonderful day. For once, it's not raining here in Columbus. It's nice and hot. It's been hot all week, really. Really been hot this week. Hey, listen, whatever it is, I thank God for it. Hay fever and everything's coming up, and you can kind of hear it in my voice. You know, the hay fever thing try to take over my nostrils. My nostrils. It try to take over. But it can't take over because I'm going to stay up for you guys. I'm going to stay attentive and ready. I'm thanking God for everything that He's doing for us. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more, and let the Lord use you on the prompts. You understand? You can send us a donation if you want to. I thank God for those of you who are sending donations. God is still good. And listen, no matter what, let me tell you this. No matter what's going on in your life, God is still good. He's still good. He's going to make sure you have what you need. That's one thing about God. He's fair. Whether you're a believer or not, He is fair. You don't have to believe in Him for Him to be fair with you. That's a real God right there. You know, just because you don't like Him don't mean He's just going to be unfair to you. No. Just because you don't believe in Him, He's going to be unfair. Nope. He lets you see how it is? He lets you grow. And as you grow, He still remains righteous. He still helps you and me, even when we do the thing that's wrong, even when we stumble and fall, He still takes care of us. He still makes sure we have what we need. Ain't that just like God? Yeah. And a lot of you want husbands like that. And you can have a husband that just makes sure that you have what you need, even though you might be messing up, or you might not be the right wife, or not the right wife, but you're not acting the right way. And maybe your husband's not acting the right way, right? But you still remain fair. You don't say things that you're going to have to take back later. You don't undo things. You know, you guys are married. You guys are together. Just because they do something wrong, that don't mean you take off. Don't they need forgiving? Can they be forgiven of it? If they can be forgiven, okay. If you don't feel like they can be forgiven, all right. Well, don't you want God to forgive you? That's Him being fair again. So when we're in the wrong place, we're doing the wrong thing, God still, He's fair. He gives us time. This is another day for us to get it right with Him. One more day. Don't you dare even think that God's unfair. Because trust me, if God was really, really like fair, like he's supposed to be God, right? All of us will be gone. All of us will be in hell right now. We all will be gone. Because none of us deserve nothing. And it's only by the sheer grace of God that we even have time to get it right. Yeah, He's still fair with us. Believers and unbelievers. He's still fair. Because you know believers don't get everything right either. You know, we don't get everything right. You know, it's just the way it is. God is the only one who gets everything right. And He makes us righteous. And because he makes us righteous, I'm just grateful. Aren't you? And that, listen, and if you don't have a God that you believe in, come over here and try the one and only God. There's only one. That's only him. That's Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to believe in something else, that's up to you. You can do that, but it won't last. It won't last. God is the only one who will last. He was the one who created everything. You know, and every other God that people say they worship, that's up to them. But those who want to believe and believe the right way and who are really children of God, they were going to gravitate to this one God here. Now, we're going to go on over to, let's see. We're going to go over to Psalm 112. And I think we'll start at. We'll start at verse number 7. I think that's what it is. Well, we start back at 6. I think we left off at 6 yesterday. Verse number 6, it says this. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Talk about righteous people, people who are generous and compassionate and righteous. They will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. Right. Good. Okay. Now, here comes number 7. They do not fear bad news. Those people who are righteous and compassionate and generous, they do not fear bad news. Out of all the news we hear today, whether it be social media or television or whatever, righteous people don't fear bad news. One, because they know God is not worried. God has everything under control. God can do whatever he wants to do. And he can take care of everything, and he has taken care of everything. So if we're practicing doing righteousness and doing what's right, then we're not worried about bad news. You see that when you're trying to do what's right, you're not worried about bad news. Sure, it might give you a little stress here and there, but you don't worry about bad news. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. Sure, you have a business. Sure, you have payroll. Sure, you have this. Sure, you have money. And sure, you have bills and things you have to take care of. And you have a family and this, that, and the other. But when the people who are righteous, they're not worried about bad news. They don't fear bad news. They don't fear anything, really. They're not scared of bad news. They trust the Lord to take care of them. Verse number 8. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. How do they know that? They can face their foes triumphantly and win because they're trusting in God to help them. And God isn't nervous. He's not nervous about anything. Nobody makes God nervous. You're not going to intimidate God into doing whatever you want him to do against his own children. No, no. If God is with that person, they can go right up to that foe and win. They can face them. Even though it looks like the foe is going to win. The foe is bigger. The problem is larger than you can imagine and this, that, and that. They're not worried about that because no problem is larger than God. No problem is larger than God. That's our thinking. We get involved into thinking that certain things are going to overtake us, or we're just too small to fight it, or we can't do this and we can't survive and we can't do this and that's going to overtake us. It just told us that righteous people will never be overtaken by evil, and they can face their foes face to face triumphantly. Because they know God is actually going to help them win against these foes. Whatever your problems are, if you have God, you have some help. On the other hand, if you don't have God, you got some work to do. You got some work to do. And don't sit there asking him to prove himself to you. You can do that, but I'm telling you, he's already proven himself to all of us. Who woke you up this morning? Who gave you the breath in your lungs? Not your mom and not your dad. Who gave that blood in you? Not your mom and your dad. You see, it was all God. He's been proving himself to us all this time, and sometimes we just ignore him. And maybe we didn't mean to ignore him. We were dealing with things of the world. We were thinking of family. We had this to take care of. We had a business, and we had children to raise. We had this going on. I mean, whatever the problem was or whatever the distraction was, it was surely a distraction. God has been proving himself to us from day one. He's been proving himself. So we shouldn't have to fear bad news. The righteous people aren't going to fear bad news because they've been seeing God all this time. You know, some people can see God as children. They can really totally understand things about God and they gravitate to him as children. Some people gravitate to God later on in life. You know, some people are gravitating to God as teenagers. Some people gravitate to God in their 30s and their 40s. Some people really gravitate to God in college. dealing with all the testing and the finals and the projects and the labs and all that. Listen, college will drive anybody to get closer to God. A collegiate experience will drive you closer because you realize that you're not in control of anything on that campus. Or even online, if you're doing classes online, you're not in control of anything. You have to ask God to give you clarity on what's being read or what's being said. You understand the words and the language, but you don't understand how things fit together. Okay, verse number 9. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Don't fear bad news because that's what they do. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. If you want influence and honor, give freely and generously to those in need. The wicked will see this and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger and they will slink away their hopes throughout. Hey, if you really want to be independent, it's best you follow God so that you don't fear bad news. Because in the news of today is always bad, it seems like. And if you don't have God helping you, you'll do anything to get away from the bad news. But if you have God with you, you no longer fear bad news. You just don't. Now, I always tell people, just like in that one movie, don't bring me no bad news. Don't fear bad news. Be righteous and give to the needy. They need it.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.